Yo.
This is On The Real with VJ Mars.
Sean Paul reveals his next album might be One Drop Roots Reggae Project and is opening up about the evolution of dancehall.
The pop world, as I said, reggaeton, the Zessin music or Trinidad music, over there saying in Ghana with Stone Boy and the whole Afrobeat sound, it's dancehall. And that's why I keep bigging up people like Sly and Robbie. I keep bigging up people like Steely and Cleavy. I keep bigging up Bobby Digital and Tony and Dave Kelly, because they are the people who actually, to me, like King Jammies, built the sound of what dancehall is. Of course, the artists as well, but that is an important thing to note for me, that they, you know, right now you have people like the Biebers Ed Sheeran doing reminiscent dancehall reminiscent tracks, and it's not really because of people like me, but it's also because of people like King Jammies.
One of the biggest achievements coming from the lockdown due to COVID-19 is his newly released feature-filled album, Live and Living.
She loved the dirty rock, she ready. Yeah.
He is also eyeing a one-drop project for his label. What is known is that his recent album is being hailed as revolutionary based on the number of collaborations. Live and Livin' is the first Sean Paul album released under his own Dutty Rock imprint. The album is laced with feel-good music and dancehall anthems. However, Dutty Paul also made way for some conscious vibration through Guns of Navarone.
I'm so traumatized that them start to love them traumatic experiences. We are defining ourselves through the colonizers. Still, how can we be so blind?
This angle boss for the revolution.
Whoa!
Natty Pablo!
Bang, bang, bang.
We'll keep you posted on The Real.
Mars is keeping them real. On The Real. On Irie 98.9.